This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There yesterday. This is how silly people are. Oh, by the way, welcome to DJV. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. The situation in the Caribbean, more to the point, what silly thing. People are either uneducated or they just don't care. Maybe there's a little of each. You see these people, Victoria, standing in the streets with torrents like a river running down up to their ankles. The rivers of water running down these streets and the filth that is accompanied with it. Because there are really, you know, we think of, I'm in New York City where Victoria is this morning. I went to an event last night, a celebration of the life and career of Joy Brown, who passed away a month ago. A lot of people from our media decided to get together and just talk about her for a couple of hours, and that's what we did. So I'm here today to do the program from the CBS Broadcast Center on West 57th Street, next door to where I'm in the studio that's right next to. One of the things I love about this is an aside for a second. These are real radio studios.
Yes, you are like, in a real
like
radio facility.
Real radio and real television.
Yeah.
So we have these cubicles like we used to have in the radio stations. I remember when I worked at KBC, it was a big studio, but it was you felt like you were really enclosed. The sound, all the padding and everything that goes with being. If you've ever seen a picture or been fortunate enough to be in a real radio or television studio, it's all the sound absorption and stuff. So I can walk out the door and go around the corner and watch them do the CBS Morning News, which has a studio facade on the street. It's really quite, this New York City is a fascinating place. I would not like to live here, but I always enjoy it when I come here. It's really, and when the big story of the day here is not the hurricane, not the debate from last night. When I got off the train and walked through Penn Station to go down to where the event was last night, it was four or five blocks down the street from Penn Station, I walked by a big sign heralding Hoops, the Hoops Cabaret. Do you know what Hoops is all about?
No.
Almost across the street, kitty corner from Madison Square Garden, is New York's first topless sports bar. Which is supposed to opens up this Friday.
Oh, okay.
And there's all this like signs shouting from the rooftops where I think the Knicks and the Rangers there's something here to this. It's a gentleman's club. Man, I would want to. It's owned by a group of people who have this. Do you know where Rick's Cabaret is? Sort of.
Oh, yes.
You know
yes.
Where that is. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So they're having a. I would think that women. I'm looking at some of the. And I'm not a prude by any stretch of the imagination, but I am concerned about women being used as sexual objects for whatever. I wouldn't want my daughter.
Right, of course.
To be there. I wouldn't want you to be there. I wouldn't want Jennifer to be there. But I suppose it's everybody's different, and I'm sure they're paying well, because all these topless places pay very well. The more endowed you are, the more money you make. It's kind of like put a...
Well, in my defense and in Megan, your daughter's defense, we had dads who loved us, so we wouldn't end up there.
So is that... But okay, so is that really what the measure is, that they don't have good male role models, so they want to go to places like this and work and parade around?
It's not every case, but pretty much it's a stereotype that if you didn't have a dad, or if you're a woman who didn't have a dad or had a bad dad, you pretty much end up on the pole. So, yeah.
Really? You end up on the pole as a pole dancer. I'm guessing that's what that reference is.
Yes.
I remember working down in Florida. I had a couple of jobs. The one most notably was in Palm Beach, where when I was down there, this was the mid-'80s, late 80s, They opened up a new car wash and like a Jiffy Lube. It was it was Jiffy Lube and the car wash, and they called it the Lube and Boob because the women, they were always an all-woman staff, and they were topless. They would wash the car, and they'd change your oil and spill as much oil on them as they could. And
that is horrific.
And it was called the Boob and Lube, or Lube and Boob, one or the other. Boob and Lube, I think it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
You never went there, of course. You only heard about it.
I only heard about it, yes. I never, never, ever. I took my car to the regular service station.
Right.
But there were a lot of guests there, I'll tell you that. And they did a lot of business for a while. But somehow or other, they opened it. They had the permit. The city was okay. And then there was the usual protest that developed out of it. The older people from, the 5 o'clock special crowd, the blue light special crowd got upset about it for whatever the reason. I mean, I don't know how it hurts anybody. It was just silly and fun. And the radio stations had a field day with it because, of course, we're all falling all over each other trying to get these people that worked in the store to come on the air as guests and hope that they'd show up like little boys, hope that they'd show up in their attire. It was like Howard Stern. Howard Stern at that time was much cruder than he is now.
Yeah, he's very tame now compared to how he used to be.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the Hoops Cabaret is opening on Friday across from Madison Square Garden, and that was my takeaway from getting off the plane.
Wow.
I mean, off the train, walking down. Lots of other things, though, going on. The obligatory conversation about last night's debate between Mr. Pence and Mr. Kaine and what people thought about that. I have some very distinct feelings about it that I'll share with you in a few minutes, and you can share yours if you did watch it, Victoria. And then there's all the people that are getting work. I have a four-screen array, and two of them are focused on the Weather Channel and AccuWeather. And I'm looking at also the CBS weather lady who's very pregnant. I have the Weather Channel, AccuWeather, and the CBS local from the studio next door, and I've never seen a weather person this pregnant.
Weather women are always pregnant. Isn't that a weird thing?
Yeah.
You ever notice that? They're always pregnant.
No, I haven't. But
they're very fertile people,
one,
I guess.
Apparently, yes. All right, so anyway, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, all these areas. Now I'm looking at a path. Let me just follow this for a minute. The path brings it up to the east coast of Florida, hitting a little south of West Palm Beach as of Friday afternoon. A wind still about 130 miles an hour. And then it sort of goes along the coast into South Carolina and right out to sea. And then almost does a circle around and comes back down to the Caribbean sometime over this next weekend. So I'm going to doubt that we'll see. You won't even in New York probably see any rain. Washington may see some rain from it. New England probably won't see anything. There's a chance of some shower activity probably toward the weekend, depending on where the thing goes. But I'm guessing from what I see here. And it's yesterday at this time, news media, look out, the East Coast is going to get wiped out. And
They had a million evacuations or something already, right?
Yeah,
in Florida and South
Florida
Carolina?
And the Carolinas, yeah. And that's practical. I think that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
People away from there. Those high rises along, if you go up from Boca Raton and into Del Rey and up into Palm Beach County and north, where our listeners are in Melbourne, the Space Coast, up into Vero Beach, all those areas, all the way up to Jacksonville. I wouldn't want to be there. Anybody listening in the areas that I'm talking about want to share the preparation stories, help yourself, 888-302-3684. It's quarter after the hour here. I'm Doug. She's Victoria. This is DJV.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Well, Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey, all networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount, subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid port-in. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data carryover and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Peter Trahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We were just talking off the air about the debate last night. I watched the beginning. I like the warmth that the two of them obviously know each other pretty well as governors. And so they were warm, greeted each other well. The kibitzing that goes on, and then the predictable.
And then it
just falls apart. I'll tell you something. I have said on the air frequently that I didn't care for Pence as a choice here, mostly because I don't like his stand on social issues, things that I believe are not anybody's business. But I think he clearly came across as a more pleasant, intelligent, whether it was well rehearsed or not. I found myself not liking Kane particularly after it was over. And kind of, well, I didn't even watch that much. I shouldn't say after it was over. I went back and forth. I watched her for a little while. Meredith and I were talking about it on the phone from my hotel room. We just talked a little about it. And then I went to sleep because I'm so tired of the negativity.
Yeah.
And Kane seemed to, he kept pushing it back to Trump. Pence isn't responsible for Trump any more than he's responsible for Hillary Clinton. Pence didn't, I thought he took the high road. He didn't really go after Hillary Clinton with Kane, because Kane is no more responsible for what Hillary Clinton has done than, again, is Pence. So Pence kept turning it around and taking it away from. So when Kane went after him for his not paying any taxes, instead, Pence said, well, you know, we pay too many taxes. What's the money being used for? He turned it into something constructive, which, you know, in the stuff that I've read and a little that I've seen and looked at some of the Twitter responses, it was okay. That part of it was okay. But I thought the way they just, I mean, I kept clicking in and out hoping for something that would be substantive between the two of them, and I didn't find it. So the anger leaves me cold. 21 after the hour.
Why? might be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Music time for this hour. And Melissa Etheridge becomes our first focus. Let's crank this up, Peter, for a minute. Speaking of eyes and ears open, paying attention, no mistaking which team Melissa Etheridge is on when it comes to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. She didn't mince her words when she opened up about the divorce battle going on. An interview where she speaks to Andy Cohen at Sirius XM. She said she was heartbroken for Pitt, called the accusations that he verbally and physically assaulted his children completely unfounded. She said, quote, "It breaks my heart that anyone would take something as personally in this circumstance as your marriage and your relationship and your rights to your children and do it as purposefully as I see is being done here." Etheridge has been a friend of Brad Pitt's for a long time, sang at his wedding when he married Jennifer Aniston. She's been through her own custody battle with her ex in 2010. She says, "I've gone through the family courts. I've been twice around the block here. I know it really well. And I know when there's some forethought to just how mean and just how you're going to put out disinformation to make it look like you're the good guy and he's the bad guy." She took another swipe at Jolie when she struck up the relationship with Billy Bob Thornton, who was engaged to Laura Dern at the time.
I forgot all about that.
I did too. Yeah.
Well,
I've never thought Angelina Jolie was anything special, frankly. I never thought Brad Pitt was anything special. they're just the two people who cheat. That's what they are. They're cheaters. And so it comes back to roost or to rest.
Yeah.
And so there's, what more do you say?
It's hard when a relationship starts that way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to wonder, can it really last when infidelity is the basis of the relationship?
Yeah. No matter how good the sex is.
Yeah. Or how good the chemistry or the connection or whatever. Yeah.
All right, so that's that story. Let's move on to Toni Braxton being in the news.
Unbreak my heart.
A always thought she was very talented.
Yeah.
Get as much attention as she might have, frankly. Here she is recovering at home after being complicated. After being hospitalized for complications related to lupus, she's being treated at a hospital in L.A. During an interview on CBS, she revealed a couple of years ago that she suffers from lupus, which is a really serious autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
She's been hospitalized a couple of times, blood clots, that kind of stuff. The family, this is that show, Braxton Family Values. What's the story with that? I'm trying to remember.
I think it's five Braxton sisters.
Really?
Yeah, it's on TLC, I think.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Yeah, they started as a family singing group, and
yeah.
then Toni Braxton kind of was the breakout star.
Yeah.
And it's actually a good family show, and they have a good family dynamic.
Her uncle died from lupus. Her brother also has it as well. She said the disease led her to having to declare bankruptcy twice. She said, I just renewed all my contracts with all my vendors, and then a month later I got sick. She planned to begin rehearsals for another tour this week, but that'll probably be postponed. The thing about this that I understand about it, what little I know about it, is it's very unpredictable. It'll just get you. It just creeps up on you and get you.
I actually read a book recently that lupus is another one of those side effects of the Epstein-Barr virus.
Yeah. I have that. Do you have that? Did you get
it
too?
I have that too.
Yeah. And once it's in your system, it causes shingles, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away. 28 past the hour.
Pull your weight. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. 10 men were invited to a celebration for which they decided they would all bring their best wine and combine it to have an awesome time. One of the men went home, however, and decided that he wasn't going to contribute his good wine. So he just filled up a jug with water. He figured nobody would notice. Unfortunately, when he got to the celebration and they all poured their contents in, they all found out that each of them did the exact same thing. And consequently, they all ended up with only water to drink. Sometimes when we're in a group, we think everyone else will do their part, so we don't have to give our best. But if you want to have great success, you have to contribute great success. For motivation to help you pull your own weight, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert. expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Let's get back to the focus here on Wednesday. I'm Doug Steffen, the DJV Experience. Victoria Keelan is here. A lot of people paying a lot of attention to the situation with it's very interesting to see the track of the storm. It's like somebody was driving a hurricane up Interstate 95. Because when it comes to land around Boca, somewhere in that vicinity, on late Thursday night, early Friday, it'll go up the 95 corridor, up into, looks like South Carolina, and then almost like somebody turned it out to sea. It looks like that's the project. Most of the agreed upon variants of this storm show it now heading back out to sea after it blasts through the Carolina coasts. So,
Haiti got hit pretty hard.
Every bit of that prediction was true. 40 inches or more of rain falling there. Deadly mudslides. There's this whole side, these hilly slopes have just given away. I'm looking at some pictures right now, Victoria. Cameras aboard the International Space Station that have captured a really unique view of Hurricane Matthew. I think yesterday I said I was fascinated looking at the hole, which was the eye of the storm. So I went back this morning to see what sort of pictures they have been taking, and they're really fascinating. Matter of fact, we have the opportunity. We ought to post some of these,
sure,
on our Facebook page. Some of the pictures from the International Space Station. But those of you
NASA
listening,
NASA was
in Florida,
tweeting yesterday about it, which was really interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity on Twitter about the storm and also about last night's debate. I saw something, as a matter of fact, John Lovitz had been pretty prominent in posting his Twitter comments. He said that Kane's running for vice president in 2016, Pence is running for president in 2020, which, you know, could be, who knows. Pence presented himself better than I have seen him before. I have a little different opinion about him now than I did. Trump supposedly, if you believe the headlines, Trump's not happy because Pence threw him under the bus. Pence just didn't address things that had nothing to do with him. It was a vice presidential debate. So they ought to talk about what they've done. What has Kane done as governor of Virginia or as a senator that make him qualified or not for the vice presidency? Same thing with Pence. Both these guys, I thought, really interestingly, have similar backgrounds, really grassroots guys that grew up in the local political machines, and then they became county and then state and then national figures, and they've been at it all their lives, which is, I guess, for some a plus and for others it's not. I think this is the year, although I remember saying this 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 16 years ago, this is the time we need somebody who's not a politician. So I don't know why these people, because politicians have such low rankings, why they would tout their political credentials. I'd be looking to tout something else if it were me that was running. Yeah. Actually, I'd be a pretty good vice president or a president. You run. Everybody want to vote for me?
Sure.
Vote for Doug.
You'll be my write-in.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's stay with space for a second. The space firm that was founded by Jeff Bezos of Amazon. I never know that I'm pronouncing his name right. I think it is Bezos, right? B-E-Z-O-S.
I always thought it was Bezos.
Is it Bezos?
You
say Bezos, and I'll say Bezos.
Yeah.
Anyway, he and there are three people who have so much money that they're able to put it into the space program as private citizens. One of them is Tesla. The other, that's not his name, but I never remember. Elon Musk.
Right.
Jeff Bezos is another one. And Richard Branson is the third one. They've taken their wealth and they have created these private space companies, these private systems, if you will. Bezos is called Blue Origin, and they have a system that they tested yesterday designed to let astronauts escape from the space capsule should the launch fail, which is something that has been, I would worry about it. Go back to 1986 when the Challenger blew up. They supposedly had a way to escape from the shuttle, but it didn't work. They didn't get out. And as a matter of fact, if they could have gotten out, there are a lot of people who argue the scenario they would have been okay because they didn't get killed in the explosion in space. They drowned in the water. They were alive when that space capsule that they were in hit the water. They were all alive. They all drowned. So, these are important things for, as this stuff, the private enterprise side of the space program gets more and more attention. This is something that that needs to be taken into account. They are planning to fly tourists into a suborbital flight in 2018. I would like to do it, but I don't want to be the first one. Let's have a couple of practice runs first and then see where it goes. All right, you remember
when they talk about taking regular passengers into space, that means you get on your little rocket, you head
straight up,
you look around, and then you come back down again, right?
That's pretty much it. The experience would be a lot like the one Alan Shepard had as the first, and John Glenn. They went up and they just went up and they came right back down again.
Yeah, I'm assuming kind of, you go up, you float around, experience zero gravity,
yeah,
and then, okay, time to come back down. I mean, that would be very cool. How long would that whole take, would that whole journey take?
40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Really?
Well, and once you get into orbit, or not orbit, once you get into that place, you just, okay, so you felt it. I remember the fellow that ran the Houston Space Center, who was the first one to get me interested in this, George... what was his last name? I can remember it. I can't remember. But anyway, he was a wonderful guy. And he wanted me, when I went to the Johnson Space Center, he wanted me to go up in the Vomit Comet. Have you ever heard of the Vomit Comet?
No, but it doesn't sound that appealing.
If you remember, the best explanation I can give you is from the movie Apollo 13, Tom Hanks and Kevin Bacon, and was it Bill Paxton, I think, was the third one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, all of those scenes in the rocket were shot in the Vomit Comet. It's a Boeing 707 that is specifically designed. It has all kinds of compartments in it, and it's how they train the astronauts
to get
used to weightlessness. They go up as high as they can go in the plane, and then they come down straight. They just aim the thing for the ground. They just aim. The plane goes to like 50,000 feet, and then they just dive bomb it.
Wow.
And so they do it fast. So you lose the sense of gravity and you lose your lunch. That's why they call it the Vomit Comet. You never eat. People who've done it say just you can't eat for 4 or 5 hours before you go up in it because you'll lose
Sounds like it.
The Vomit Comet. Those of you who are listening on the Space Coast are chuckling now because I'm telling that story, but it's legend. Yeah, that planet. And it is, you understand how people can train themselves for doing it, because when you go up and come down sharply like that, that's how you're going to feel. Pretty much everybody that goes up in those rockets, the private ones, they're all going to get upset.
Yeah.
Stomach's going to be upset. You leave it at 250 miles or whatever it is. Morgan Stanley has been charged with the same thing that Wells Fargo had been charged with last week or last month. We'll talk about that in a moment. 43 past the hour here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Jenna breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Half the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. The folks at Morgan Stanley apparently are just as guilty, Victoria, as... These people just...
The banks were doing it, but Wells Fargo got caught first?
Right. Well, Wells Fargo, different parts of the country. Now, the Secretary of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, attorney generals there are going after Morgan Stanley because they've been charged with, quote, dishonest and unethical conduct by the security regulators in these states. The allegation is the bank ran high-pressure sales contests in these New England states. Brokers could earn thousands of dollars for selling security-based loans. So it's a little different than what Wells Fargo was doing, but it's close enough for government work, as they say. And these banks are so damn crooked. Why? I said this. I think the bottom line here, from my perspective, is other than breaking the banks up that have gotten too big, the government allowed them to get too big because these guys paid off the Congress. And so, all right, yeah, let's do this. It's okay. And it wasn't okay. It's not okay for you. It wasn't okay for them in reality. Look at all these people who've gotten into trouble, gotten fired for no good reason. And so this is underscoring for me my pleasure at being involved in my little local bank and framing him as three offices, and that's it. Where were the regulators? The regulators are all over these creepy people that come from the government, the state government, the federal government, the regulators. I told you the other day that my little bank, it's not my bank, I don't own stock in it, but I consider it my bank because I've been there since I was 8 years old, had an account there since I was eight. There are six people on the staff at the bank now because there is a constant presence from regulators, either state regulators, federal regulators, and they're in there all the time questioning the loans the bank gives out. What the hell business is that of theirs? It's nobody's business but the banks. The people that run the bank decide who they want to loan the money to. But the laws have changed so much since the fiascos of 2008 that it's become impossible for them to run their banks. And so you have to pay more in fees when you now sign up for a mortgage. Look at the cost there, or even a car loan. $250 is the fee to process it. Well, that didn't cost them $250 to process it. And people say, well, it's going in their pocket. It really isn't now. It's going to hire additional staff so that the state can look at the car loans, they can look at the mortgages, and they can tell the banks what stupidios. This is a bank that's the second most profitable bank in the state, and they tell them they don't know how to run their bank. This is state regulators telling them that. 10 before the hour.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
53 past the hour, Tech Talk time now, with the Doug and Victoria focused on these creepy clown shenanigans that are plaguing New York and New Jersey, Pennsylvania, many parts of the country. So we're going to talk about how Twitter is fighting this clown epidemic. Hashtag, I'm not sure I'm reading this right. Is it hashtag I see a clown?
I think it's hashtag if I see a clown.
If I see a clown. Okay, yeah. Right. All right. So we'll talk about that in a moment. There are a lot of these. This is creepy stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why it's getting so out of hand. So we'll see if technology can help in making this go away in a moment here.
Guys, now's the time to stock up on your favorite pairs of Levi's jeans to look great this fall. Hurry into JCPenney to find Levi's at their lowest prices of the season. Like Guy's 514 straight fit jeans for just $34.99. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 10-6 to 10-10. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 9-6 to 10-24. Offers and coupons do not apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I'm back for ink. Feels like I was here yesterday. It's like deja vu.
Well, now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
So I get two cartridges and save money? No more deja vu.
Now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Deja vu joke. I get it.
Buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Hence, 10-8-16 applies to regular price items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction, non-transferable.
All right, so there are a lot of scary clown sightings all across our country. Twitter is fighting back. Can you explain how people can use Twitter? The most recent one of these things occurred last Friday in Reading, Ohio. And I'm not sure whether I think the news media is making too much of this, and social media maybe as well. But just these things have been cropping
up
the last month or two. This is the story of Kim Youngblood told police she was outside of her home when a man in a white mask, a red wig, and a striped costume grabbed her by the throat. And the clown said to her, "I could just kill you now." Some students and teachers wish they were never born. This woman is a teacher, apparently, right?
I'm not sure in her case. Yeah. It was right near a school where it happened, and apparently this crazy person was threatening to kill her and threatening to attack children at the school.
So Ohio, South Carolina, Colorado, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, reporting clown-related incidents. Some of them are hoaxes for sure.
Right.
But what do we look at Twitter for when it comes to this?
Well, on Twitter, it's kind of started as a joke. #IfICSeeAClown, and there are people posted a lot of funny videos of what they would do if they encountered one of these creepy clowns. But now it's morphed into more of if you actually do see a sighting, they're using the hashtag to actually report these sightings. So it's such a weird thing, and you know, I mean, I know a lot of parents are concerned, and you can see the commentary on Twitter and Facebook. Parents are concerned with Halloween coming up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is a really weird, weird thing. I'm not sure how this started.
Here's how demented some people are, frankly.
Some of the kids have reported that these clowns have tried to lure them into the woods with candy and money and things like that, and it's going to be a really sketchy Halloween for sure.
Well, there was one, I remember this 16-year-old in Reading, Pennsylvania was stabbed by some, I don't know, they've got a 19-year-old who did it, but this they were the perpetrator was in a clown outfit.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I must be a mystery.
It's demented
it
people.
It really is.
Yeah.
So now Home Depot, as a result of this, pulling a Halloween decoration off of the shelves in their stores, customer complaining that it was in poor taste.
The peeping Tom.
Scary peeper creeper. Well, I mean, that's what supposedly you dress up like this and then you jump around outside people's windows. That scared the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's very offensive. And so there's more of the same kind of thing here. What sort of people would do this? What are the values of people who think this is funny? Scaring the hell, and then, you know, this is sort of the imitation of the bad stuff just for fun, because these people don't mean any harm, but yet harm comes of it because of what's happened so far. People get so in the news media makes it three times worse by playing up all of this stuff. So this Halloween, just dress up in fun stuff. Just find something fun.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.